Hi, and welcome to Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Our focus here on Healing Quest is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques to help us live longer, healthier, and happier.
That's right. We had a good week. I hope all of you had a good week. It was kind of interesting. We had a lunar eclipse on last Monday, on the 7th, and I don't know if any of you felt it, but I felt it. When I say I felt it instead of I saw it, is because it can affect our moods. And especially this one, because it's in the middle. We started with a lunar. It's a partial lunar eclipse that was on Monday. And now we have a full solar eclipse coming up on the 21st. And from what I heard from some of the people that I consulted on this, is that emotions can run really high. So if you're feeling a little extra edgy or a little more emotional or just maybe, I don't know what would the right word be, but if you're feeling something that you don't normally feel, it might be the eclipse. It might be the power of the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse. I mean, look what it does to the planet. So you can imagine that it's affecting us the same way.
So that's your story, huh?
That's my story. Oh, why? Are you saying I was...
For the moods? We'll talk about that later.
Okay, well, let's move right along here. Now, what else do we have? I know what I want to say to you. Okay. Happy Lefty Day.
Let's talk about a big event that really means something. This eclipse thing. Wow, way overblown. Yeah, today is International Left-Handers Day.
Right?
August 13th.
That's right, and Roy is left-handed. Brooks, are you left-handed? No. So what is it, only 10% of the
people? Only 10% of the population, supposedly.
Oh, that makes you really special.
Exactly.
Okay. So Left-Handers Day was first observed on August 13th, 1976, to celebrate the uniqueness of left-handed people. I would say you're very unique, so you fall into that category.
Interesting word choice.
There you go. And the challenges they have in adapting to the predominantly right-handed world.
Like if I get a spiral notebook, the spiral is always in the way of where I'm trying to write. So, it's a big thing. We have a lot to overcome in the left-handed side.
Oh.
I know.
There's a lot of you that have done very well. And who are some of the people that are left-handed? I think President Barack Obama was left-handed. Oprah Winfrey, Ronald Reagan, Angelina Jolie. I think George...
Bush the first?
Yeah, he was a lefty.
Judy Garland.
And who...
Your namesake.
Yeah, my mother named me after Judy Garland. I don't think that counts because I'm a Judy, not a Judith. And that was why, Bill Clinton.
Fred Astaire. Uh-huh. Charlie Chaplin were all lefties.
Yeah, but look, and so was Aristotle.
And Pele.
And Pele.
Yeah, so he was really good with his left foot.
Left foot? Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Now, lefthandersday.com, if you want to dive into this, says lefties are more likely than right-handers to be creative and visual thinkers and usually pretty good at sports like tennis, baseball, and fencing that involve hand-eye coordination. One other thing, 4 out of 5 designers of the Macintosh computer were left-handed. Oh, and I guess I have to tell you one more thing. Left-handers are generally more intelligent, attractive, and imaginative than right-handers.
Oh.
Now, I have to source that. My source, of course, is the Left-Handers Club, so that may not be an unbiased poll.
You think they might be a little biased.
I'm just telling you.
What? I will say that those are all traits you have, my dear.
Thank you very much. And anyhow,
so
even if they weren't.
Let's move right along.
I found it on the internet, and we know everything there is true. So.
Enough.
Okay. Now, while we're talking about big events in August, we should also mention that August is National Coffee Month.
Mm.
Last month, we told you about a study from the University of Southern California that found drinking coffee could lead to a longer life, and that's because they found drinking coffee was associated with lower risk of death from heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, and kidney disease. So a lot of good stuff there.
That's right. The promoters of August is National Coffee Month say coffee also lowers the risk of Alzheimer's disease. That's a big deal. And prostate cancer. So they say 54% of Americans over the age of 18 drink coffee every day, and the world consumes, guess how much?
2.2 billion cups of coffee every day. Thomas Jefferson once said that the coffee bean is the favorite beverage of the civilized world. And what I liked was I did some research and found that in Turkey, in certain villages, part of the wedding vow is the man promises the wife that he's always going to deliver a wonderful cup of coffee every day. And if he doesn't, it's grounds for divorce.
Are you kidding? It's grounds for divorce.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know
if any of you've noticed, but Roy likes puns.
I'm not able to resist
them. Brooks is gagging.
I think it's a great one. Grounds for divorce. Are you kidding? On National Coffee Month? All right, moving ahead. Really, in our show today, we have the top 12 fruits and vegetables that can keep you healthy in a way that will lead to a longer life. And our plan today is to change your shopping list. Mm.
And we're also going to explore naturopathic medicine, and we're going to do it with a naturopathic physician that's from right here in Sacramento, who's also an Apache woman with a very deep connection to the healing power of nature.
But first, we have some real natural health news to pass along. We've heard for a long time that moderate consumption of alcohol is associated with living longer. Mm. Now it turns out that moderate consumption of alcohol is also good for our brains as we age. Now there we're talking about good news.
Now that, okay, well, it's from a study by the UC San Diego School of Medicine. They say adults who consume alcohol moderately on a regular basis are more likely than non-drinkers to live to the age of 85 without dementia or other cognitive impairments. That's a big kind of a big deal. Now, but we're talking about moderately, right? And moderately means two drinks a day for men under 65, and then only one drink a day for guys over 65. And for women, it's one drink a day at any age. Yeah. Oh, well.
The study tracked over 1,300 men and women in the Rancho Bernardo suburb over a 29-year period. So
it's got a
lot of credibility there, anyhow. The study's office says they're not saying everybody should drink a lot of alcohol, obviously, but they're saying for people who can be truly moderate, they're found to be twice as cognitively healthy as non-drinkers when they progressed into old age.
The findings were published in the August issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. I'm sure you all have that.
Yeah, it's on the coffee table.
Yeah.
So to speak. And don't forget, a podcast of this and other Healing Quest shows are available at kpk.com, on the iHeartRadio app, and at healingquest.tv.
That's right. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we hope you will. And also email us at info@healingquestradio.com or call our listener line, 877-544-4827. And we love hearing from you, so give us a call.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Sacramento physician Gina Elphaba about her journey from Apache Reservation to naturopathic medical school and what she's learned about accessing the power of nature to heal. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. You're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK and iHeartRadio.